And that question came from Robert Franz. He's the music director for the Boise Philharmonic.
I'm new to the Treasure Valley, and all of a sudden it dawned on me that I didn't know what had happened 151 years ago in the Treasure Valley.
Here's what he found.
So what I discovered was this amazing, heart-wrenching story of the Native American peoples that had been sent from the valley and relocated down south in a very traumatic and dramatic way.
For hundreds of years, the Shoshone-Bannock tribes traversed a vast stretch of land. Depending on the season, they'd move from Oregon's Blue Mountains through present-day Boise to eastern Idaho and into Wyoming and Montana. The land in and around Boise was considered sacred. But in 1869, federal troops began the forced relocation of the Shoshone-Bannock to the Fort Hall Reservation. The goal was to tell this story ahead of Boise's big anniversary.
And I thought, oh boy, this could be really tricky.
This is Boise-based composer Jim Cockey.
We're celebrating the very event that became such a huge trauma for the Shoshone-Bannock that had been here for millennium, with the forced relocation and all of that.
Cockey worked with the tribes before he started to write. One tribal member says she gave him a basic course in Shoshone-Bannock music so he'd know how tribal songs connect people spiritually to the natural world. Cockey says he was struck by how tribal members embraced the project and gave it their blessing.
We eventually realized, you know, what we're telling here is the whole story. The story before the arrival of the Europeans, the story of the conflict that happened, a conflict on many, many levels, physical, psychological, lifestyle, and then after that as well.
The world premiere of Sacred Land has four movements, think chapters in a book. It begins with a sacred dance with English translations of two Shoshone songs, one about the land, the other a prayer.
Really a text that grabbed me the first time I read it. Behold, you are the one who created us. You have become a white butterfly. And it's like, phew, that just blew my mind. It still does. I love it.
From there, the music turns joyful. It celebrates the annual gathering each fall when all the tribes in the area would come together. Cockey says the third movement is about the relocation. He calls this To Our Ancestors.
One of the direct descendants of the relocation that spoke to me in Fort Hall told me that her great-grandmother used to say that the Boise River turned red with the blood of our ancestors. And as soon as she told me that phrase, I went, there's my third movement.
At a rehearsal this week, Robert Franz literally jumps off the floor and stamps his feet as he conducts the Boise Master Chorale through this third movement. When the premiere happens, Franz says he doesn't want the audience to feel guilt about the past.
One of the great things about art is that we can bring to the stage an awareness, a thought, a question. Really, that's what this piece is for me. It's to say to our audience, what does this mean to you? You live in this valley where for millennia people have lived. And so what does that mean?
The answer may come in the final movement, which Cockey has named To the Healing of All People. At tomorrow's performance, the Boise Philharmonic, the Boise Master Chorale, and 14 dancers from Ballet Idaho will take the stage. Shoshone-Bannock tribal members will be in the audience for the world premiere of Sacred Land. For KBSX News, I'm Sadie Babbitts.